The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find lots and lots and lots of over at plantersplace.com. Give them a read, lots of very interesting information. Information such as fall care for sunchokes. That is the topic of today's podcast. If you have never had sunchokes, or otherwise known as Jerusalem artichokes, you should try them. They're extremely nutty, flavorful, fun to eat. Maybe you have seen them as a secret ingredient or a surprise ingredient on one of those cooking shows, cooking competition type shows. For some reason, they like to throw different things out there on those shows, and sunchokes are one of those things that's just different. So if you have never grown them before, give them a try. If you are growing them for the first time, this is the podcast for you, because we are going to tell you how to plant them, when to plant them, and how to maintain them or prepare them for overwintering. So I am recording this in September, which is a perfect time to get yourself going with both planting sunchokes and also maintaining the patch you might already have. It's a great time to plant these zone 3 to 9 perennial vegetables. Yes, they are a perennial, so you take care of them now or you plant them now and they will come back up in the spring. So we will cover the hows of how to plant them, and we will also let you know how to take care of them, how to harvest, and how to prime them to thrive next spring. First, let's tackle planting your sunchokes. Plant when the weather's cool, so you can plant them in spring, or you can plant them now. Might as well plant them now so that you get a leg up on planting them in spring. So you can either plant them in spring and wait for them to grow, or you can plant them now and they'll start growing a little bit sooner than they would if you were to just plant them in the springtime. So plant them now in fall. Where do you plant them? Choose a sunny spot, one with some loose soil, some well-draining soil, and you're going to plant your tubers about 3 to 5 inches deep and about 12 to 18 inches apart. Yes, these are tubers. They get planted underground. Similar, they kind of look like ginger, you know, the bulbs of ginger, tubers of ginger that you get in the supermarkets. They kind of look like that. Or, you know, if you've ever planted irises, they kind of look like irises. But unlike irises, you actually plant them underground completely. We're not talking about iris planting right now. Irises, you kind of plant right shallowly, so they're near the surface. These you're going to plant 3 to 5 inches deep, 12 to 18 inches apart. Cover them with soil. In colder zones, like zones 3 to 5, 6, cover them with a layer of mulch, a thick layer of mulch, and that will insulate them through the winter. So I'm going to tell you more about the mulching in a minute, but there you go. That's planting your sunchokes in fall. Also, one other aside, give them a little bit of water when you plant them, and then you should be all set for winter until spring. Okay, so for those of you who already have an established stand of sunchokes, if you put them to bed, as they say, and give them a restful winter's sleep, they should be ready to go in springtime. You know, just like you are better the next day when you get a really good night's sleep, the same thing can be said of anything that overwinters. So that could be your sunchoke, that could be your rhubarb, that could be your anything. As long as you put it to bed properly, everything should be fine and ready to go in springtime. So here are some of the tips for getting your sunchokes ready for winter so they can have a nice winter's nap. Okay, number one, cut your stems back, right? So your sunchokes will not survive beyond a hard frost. And that, when I say your sunchokes, I mean the above ground mass, like all the stems, leaves, flowers, all that. Once the frost comes, once a hard frost comes, they're just going to collapse to the ground and just slowly die off, right? So you're going to remove that biomass above the soil. And when you do that, you not only make your garden look tidy, but you are removing the dead stems, and pests like to overwinter in hollowed out stems of things. So remove that. You will lessen the chance that pests, typically some bad ones, will call your garden home during the wintertime. And if they aren't there, then they're not going to be readily around in spring when the season gets going. So tidy up your garden, get rid of all that extra biomass. So you're going to cut them, actually, to just about 3 inches above the soil. That is a good rule of thumb. Okay, also, here's the other benefit. When you cut all those stems and all the leaves are gone, you're just going to have an easier time covering your sunchoke patch with some mulch. And I will tell you more about the mulching in a minute. Okay, next step. Harvest, or don't harvest. Which do you do? Well, you do a little bit of both. Yes, you can harvest some of your sunchokes this season. I mean, that's why you grow them, right? Because you really want to enjoy them. Excellent. Okay, so harvest some. Some, not all of them. So once the tops die back and you've cut away the above ground portions, it's a great time to harvest some for eating. Just dig them out of the ground. Or you can just wait for a few more cold snaps to happen. And that will make them a little bit sweeter. And so harvesting the sunchokes will also help you control the spread of your sunchokes. So it's a crop that can spread pretty easily, and it can creep into other sections of your garden if left unchecked. You are going to check them by harvesting. It's just a good way to thin out your patch. Obviously, you're not going to harvest them all. Why? Because you want them to come back and have a new crop of sunchokes next spring. So leave plenty of sunchoke tubers in the ground. Leave plenty in your storage area so that you can eat them. In fact, leave just a few in the ground so that you can come back during the wintertime and harvest them when you kind of want, you know, a reminder of summer. Okay, we're going to talk about mulching, finally. As I said above, adding some mulch will help protect the tubers over the long winter. How much mulch? I said a thick layer, specifically like 3 to 6 inches of mulch would be great. That mulch could be a layer of straw, it could be shredded leaves, or it could be compost. This will insulate the soil and protect the tubers from that cycle of freezing and thawing and freezing and thawing that it thaws the soil and freezes the soil. And that will basically just put your tubers in some stress, and it could eventually, harm them. And we don't want that. Mulch also helps conserve soil moisture, so it's recommended but not totally necessary to mulch even in places that don't become super cold over the wintertime. So what the mulch and nature's own ideal cold storage technique, and that is the soil itself. What that allows you to do is head out to your sunchoke patch in the middle of winter to sneak a few tubers when the sunchoke craving hits. Like I said earlier, harvest some, leave some in the ground for next year, and leave some in the ground so that you can sneak out there and harvest in the middle of winter. Okay, so again, mulching and leaving some in the ground with some mulch over top. These protect the tubers, leaving them in excellent condition for both eating over the winter time and saving some really excellent tubers for your spring's growth. So that's it. Easy peasy. A few simple gardening tasks completed in just a few minutes now in fall, and your sunchoke patch is set up for success in the spring. They basically take care of themselves, and you benefit. How awesome is that? Okay, that's it for me, and on the topic of sunchokes, I hope you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.